completely egocentric, unable to relate, empathize, or identify, and filled with a vast, pervasive, diffuse sexuality, the male is physically passive. He hates his passivity, so he projects it onto women, defines the male as active, and then sets out to prove that he is a man. His main means of attempting to prove it is screwing. Big man with a big dick, tearing off a big piece. Since he's attempting to prove an error, he must prove it again and again. Screwing, then, is a desperate, compulsive attempt to prove he's not passive, not a woman. But he is passive, and does want to be a woman. Being an incomplete female, the male spends his life attempting to complete himself, to become female. He attempts to do this by constantly seeking out, fraternizing with, and trying to live through and fuse with a female. And by claiming, as his own, all female characteristics. Emotional strength and independence, forcefulness, dynamism, decisiveness, coolness, objectivity, assertiveness, courage, integrity, vitality, intensity, depth of character, grooviness, etc. And projecting onto women all male traits. Vanity, frivolity, triviality, weakness, etc. It should be said, though, that the male has one glaring area of superiority over the female: public relations. He has done a brilliant job of convincing millions of women that men are women and women are men. The male claim that females find fulfillment through motherhood and sexuality. That only reflects what males think they'd find fulfilling if they were female. Women, in other words, don't have penis envy. Men have pussy envy.